G'day there, Castaway.
Oh, g'day, Castaway.
I was just thinking, do you ever wonder if we'll be conquered by alien overlords and they'll want to learn about what the humans were like, but they killed all of us so they can't actually speak to us.
So they got to turn to old podcasts.
Yeah, and so they'll actually be using this podcast that you're listening to right now to learn about the humans of the past.
Wow. Do you know what my worst fear is?
What?
The alien overlords are ripping our gear off in like 3,000 years. They're going, they're coming on going, oh, the shitty idea wheel.
They're
and everyone's
using
going,
our
this
gags.
Is great. Where did you find that?
What about this? You know, when you do a radio show, the radio frequency gets beamed out into the world.
Yeah, it's apparently they never leave.
They never stop and they never dissipate. So they're always out there. They're just infinitely going on into space.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's some spaceship somewhere picking up the podcast airwaves or even the radio show, and they tune in regularly every morning and they're a big fan? And they've started coming towards us. Then they're going to get to us.
Yeah.
Then they're going to kill us.
Yeah.
Anal probe us to learn about what we were like.
Yeah.
And then just listen to old podcasts on repeat.
Do you ever think that everyone stopped listening by now? And this is just now you and I in a room getting far too deep.
Well, if you are still here, enjoy the podcast. My whole life, Liam, I've needed glasses. Ever since I was in school, always needed them. Teachers told me, you need to get glasses. And I never got them.
You only got them like last year,
right?
Yeah,
about 12 months ago, I finally got my first.
And you were like a real squinty, like you'd read paper about 4 centimetres away from your eyes.
Yeah, so I think I'm farsighted. So I struggle to see things that are far away. Up close, totally fine. Just like things that are more than a couple of metres away. Just a blur.
Complete blur.
Yeah.
And I suppose you prefer that, really, because you like to live your life with blinkers on and focus basically on the PlayStation games in front of you and anyone else is just white noise.
I remember when I got my glasses, the optometrist also gave me a, like, you know when you get a small bag of chips and it's like not for individual sale?
It was like
that but for contacts.
Right.
So it was a smaller pack of contacts that had, I think, 2 sets in there. And they said, oh, this is some contacts. If you want to try them, give them a shot. If you like it, you come back and you can buy them in bulk and then use them all the time.
Right.
And so I never used them except for on the weekend. I finally thought, you know what? I'm going to pop these contacts in my eyes and I'm going to wear them for the rest of the day and see how I feel. Effing hated them.
Not good.
Hated contacts so much. Took me like 40 minutes. No joke. I started at 7 a.m. 7:40 was when I got the second contact in my eye. Even worse.
Did you look up a YouTube tutorial?
Yeah, I did. I watched about 4 different ones.
Right.
And they did it so easy. They just popped them in the videos. They just pop them in. They just pop them in. But then the hard part is getting them out. I really struggled with getting it out.
You had to get like a pair of tweezers.
Even if you've never used contacts before, just imagine having like, it's like a thin like laminate over your eye.
Yeah.
And I just, in the video, they were pinching it. They were like grabbing it and pinching it and popping it off.
No.
I couldn't get it. I was like getting my nail behind it. Trying to like flick it off my eye.
So Ben is actually wearing 2 eye patches this morning.
Yeah.
He has scratched his retinas to buggery.
And the first one on the left eye, I was trying to get off, couldn't get it. My girlfriend was in the back making it harder, like backseat driving, like giving me suggestions.
Pinch harder.
At one point she said, get a cotton earbud. I was like, no, I will not get a cotton earbud on my eye.
Yeah, how good would that be? Just a dry cotton bud wiping across your eye.
So I got the left eye out after about literally 25 minutes of trying, got to the right eye, couldn't find it. So it had rolled back. So this
are you still wearing it?
Two things. Either it's still in there somewhere and I could never find it, or it fell out. But it was so hard to get out, I don't imagine it fell out. So I think it's either in my brain. And I've now got x-ray vision, or it did fall out. I don't know.
Wendy from Singleton, your housemate, had some troubles with the old
contact.
Yeah, I forgot what they were called.
Yeah, contacts. She couldn't get one of them out one night. She'd gotten one out and couldn't find the other one. So she just sort of waited out, and a few days later, she said she just sort of felt it come to the front and she could see it. It was all folded up.
Like an alien.
Oh, no. Wow. Jeez, that's a worry, Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
I mean, I think Justin from Chatswood was the person who texted him before. Did you have a contact stuck for 9 months, Justin?
Yeah, it disappeared around the back of the eye for around 9 months.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, did you have any, like, pain or discomfort from that?
No, I literally, like I said, I had a big night out, went home, woke up the next morning, only one was in the container, and I was like, man, where's the second one? And it, like, just literally disappeared.
Jeez, and so it just came to the front of the eye and then you got it out after?
Yeah, like literally one day I had like, you know, when you get a hair in the eye or whatnot.
Yeah.
it was like that, kept winking, and then all of a sudden that came back.
Like, Justin, 9 months, this is as long as a baby. Like, you like basically gave birth to a contact lens.
Ben, you've just put up some private videos.
Your pardon.
Well, here's the thing, Brooke. Liam's girlfriend, Sarah, sent me some videos last night.
Of him from the weekend?
Yeah, of him from, I think it might have been Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
He was really struggling to put together some flat pack furniture.
Yeah, well, look, flat pack furniture is it's basically adult Lego. And it always starts fun. You go, oh, this would be a bit, yeah, you get a little challenge.
Let's have a glass of wine and put together the furniture.
Put the music on, got the booklet going. Assembly time was running at 25 minutes. It took me 2 hours.
You were in all sorts. Here's the thing. Like, let me try and put this picture in your head for you. Liam was trying to build a bedside table, quite small. I think I've even built the same one.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a real
you'd all have it in your home. We know what shop we're talking about here.
And the way Liam was trying to put it together was it all slots together except for the back panel, the bit of wood on the back. You have to hammer in with some
27 nails.
27 nails in total.
27 nails.
Do you know what? I just leave them off. I didn't even care about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Liam was putting them in, but he didn't have a hammer. So what were you using?
Well, I started using like tongs from the kitchen just because I could get a bit of purchase behind them. Then I used my drink bottle. And then for some reason, I thought it would be good to use my bare hands. I thought I was like Thor, god of thunder, and I could just thump nails in.
Why didn't you use, because I saw there, Liam, you had on the kitchen table in the background, I could see that there was a screwdriver. Now, bear with me, the bottom of the screwdriver is quite large and hard. I would have used that to bash the nail in.
Or a shoe. I would have just used a shoe. Like,
I don't know if a
heel.
Shoe would be hard enough, though. Oh, a then again, heel. A high heel could work.
Oh, but then you have to like line it up.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge.
It's a game of skill,
but
then.
It's better than tongs.
Yeah.
Put heels on and do a cartwheel into it. Nail it in. Yeah. How's this? My mate yesterday copped some reverse karma. I don't know if this has ever happened to you before. And if it has, 1-300-555-536 is where you can call.
As in you do a good thing and then a bad thing happens.
Yeah, bad thing happens. Like, so you're like helping an old lady across the street and then
she falls over.
And you both get hit by a truck.
Or I don't know. Or you fall over.
I mean, then again, you weren't really helping. If anything, you were kind of leading her and yourself into the truck. So that's a bad example. But it's actually the classic, isn't it? Like helping the old person across the street. This is what happened. My friend, he'd made a really nice sandwich. Like he'd gone to what some real effort. I think there was like salami on it. You know, he didn't really go into details. I know there was some cured meats and some things, processed meats. And it was like a long one, he was saying, like a real sub, real American type sandwich.
Multigrain?
Once again, he didn't specify. And I don't think it's that crucial to the story. Oh, no, everyone's saying we must know. Were there oats involved? So he had the sandwich already there. And then there was this old lady who was actually struggling to walk across the road. He left the sandwich, walked her across. When he came back, he got hit by a truck. No, he's all good. A seagull just ate his sandwich.
But why couldn't he take the sandwich with him to help the lady?
It might be a bit rude if she's just holding the big, you know what I mean, the big roll and then trying to. So he did the right thing. And in doing so, it's almost like the world, you know, kind of went up yours, buddy.
Hang on. So what bread was the sandwich?
No. It's not necessary. Jared from the Central Coast, did something similar happen to you, mate?
Yeah, it did, actually. But if I was to tell my story, I'd tell it in full detail. And being a radio presenter, I reckon that you leaving out critical details to a story.
This is about the bread.
It's just poor
yeah. Bro. Is this about the bread, Jared? Didn't tell you what bread it was?
Mate, I'm getting fired up. Was it multi?
I don't know. My friend didn't tell me what type of bread the sandwich was. I don't think that's really. I just wanted to talk about reverse karma. Thank you for your call, Jared. If push came to shove, I'd say it was multigrain. Ben, the night of all nights for your kind, the Game Awards. I'm pretty sure it's like the Oscars for the games.
It's tough with games because there's a lot of gaming awards.
Well, this one seems pretty big. It's called the Golden Joystick.
Never heard of it.
They voted on the best game of the year.
Oh, cool! What was it
last night? Well, have a listen. So this is what came in third and second place.
In third place, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
What?
In second place, Red Dead Redemption 2.
than I have in the crowd.
If Red Dead Redemption 2 came second in the Game of the Year awards, that's F.
Well, that, I mean, now I know that's your favourite game, but this is what won the Golden Joystick.
And the winner is, for Ultimate Game of the Year, Fortnite Battle Royale.
Ultimate Game of the Year.
No, if you're looking at it from what game made the most money, then yeah, Fortnite might win that. But if you're looking at quality of game and gameplay,
no,
then you're
well,
have
let's
to
not
give
get
it...
into it. I'm sorry, the Golden Joystick Society has spoken. Your game isn't the best.
If you're with me, 043975-7555, text in F that gold stick.
Feel like you needed to get around what you were going to say a little bit more there before you tried to do a bit of a call to action. You know, you need to be firm on that sort of stuff. Fading Valis Alps and fading into the distance there, you can hear the shitty idea wheel spinning away. It landed on a pretty poor idea this morning, Ben. Whatever it lands on, we've got to run with. It's just gives your best Shrek voice.
Do you remember where this idea came from?
I think maybe, was it? I think I might have had it the morning you were talking about how Shrek's going to be remade, which is obviously going to be a disaster. Yeah. It doesn't need to be remade.
Of course, the original 2001 Shrek, they're not bringing out number 4 or 5. No. They're remaking the original with the same voice cast.
Why would you do it? Why would you need to do it?
They're already perfection.
Are they bringing Smash Mouth back in? Hey now, you're an
all-star. Get your game on, go. It's a good question. Would they keep that song in there or would they bring in a new version?
Imagine if they brought in the entire new cast and cut Smash Mouth. They're like, you were cool in 2000 but not now.
So this morning on The Shitty Idea, we has landed on give us your best Shrek voice. Or if you want to give us any character from the franchise, you can also do that.
Lee from Mornington, good morning.
Ben, Liam, how are you boys?
Doing pretty good, Lee. Who are you going to go for, Shrek?
Yeah, Shrek.
All right, go for it, Lee.
Nice, man. All right. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
I can already tell this is going to be a ripper this morning. Angus from Pimble, give us your best Shrek.
Get out of me, swamp.
Oh, God. All right. We've got literally 8. I think we can only do one more, to be honest. Nadine.
We do have 4 phone lines.
From Canberra.
Hello.
Let's make this a ripper. Who do you want to do this morning?
Well, mine's actually a scene, so...
Hang on. Are you going to do both characters or multiple characters from a scene?
Look, I do an excellent Gingy and a wonderful Lord Farquaad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, the
All
scene
right.
is set, Nadine. Over to you.
You're a monster. I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale lot. Now tell me, where is he? Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane? Well, she's married to the Muffin Man. She's married to the Muffin Man. Now, boys, I could go on forever.
Nadine, I really hope you're just at work right now and everyone's looking at you at your desk just reciting Shrek. Thank you for calling in. Ben, you asked for anyone over the age of 60 to call through if they were comfortable with answering...
a slightly inappropriate question. Okay?
Very promising. I don't know where this is going to go.
It was a question that I saw on an article from Vice. Okay, now... when I read this straight away, I never thought about it, but when the question was asked, I really did start to ponder it.
Okay, we do have a call from Michelle in the Central Coast who is 73 years young. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, boys. How are you today?
Very good. Is this your daily? Are you often listening to Triple J, Michelle?
Always. It's my life.
How long have you been listening for?
Since you first went to air in 75.
Wow.
Yes.
And what musicians do you like that we play, Michelle? Who's your favourite?
Just a minute. Where can't come to me. Gosh, I can't.
We won't make you sing it, Michelle. But we do have a relatively inappropriate question for you. You did know that's what you were getting into, though, because that's why we asked you to call.
Okay, so the question is: do old people think that other old people are hot? or attractive. So when I look at an elderly person, obviously I don't think that they're hot, but I'm not an elderly person. So Michelle, do you get to a certain age where people just stop becoming attractive, or do you still find other old people hot?
No, I find younger people hot.
Last night, Liam, at 1:11 a.m., I did get a DM from a person called Crypto Queen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Must be one of your friends, like one of your international friends.
I did buy some cryptocurrency at the start of the year. I didn't buy too much. I just bought like a little bit of lots of different types, because there's more than, like, Bitcoin's the main one.
Here
but
comes
there's lots of different ones.
Ben the Secret Richie saying, oh, my crypto. I mean, not too much, just a normal amount of crypto. Come on, guys, we've all got shares in
and
cryptocurrency, right?
The shares in the crypto has been sitting there now for, you know, almost 12 months. I forget I even got it. It's kind of, that's the whole point. I bought it.
How much have you made or lost?
I've lost a couple of hundred bucks. So I got this message from Crypto Queen, and the message said, this is like paraphrased, but it said, I make big profits out of Bitcoin.
Whoa. All right. Well, now you've got my interest.
She said, check this out. And then she put a link. I didn't click on the link. For me, that was the red
light. I reckon you should check it out.
You reckon I should?
Do it now on the work computer.
She also sent me like another link below that. That one was a referral to one of her friends that she said she made bulk coin for. I also didn't click on that one. And then she said, contact me on WhatsApp if you want to make big profits.
Well, maybe we should give Crypto Queen's details out so other people can make some money as well.
I tell you what, 1-300-055-536. Give us a buzz if you want the Crypto Queen's deets.
Yeah.
I'll give them to you off air.
Look, we don't want to hog all the profits.
No.
Everyone's got to have a chance.
Liam, the very first message that we got this morning was from Tyrone, who said he's been sleep eating and smoking. Is sleep smoking a thing?
That'd be dangerous. If you were sleep smoking, oh, man, not another packet.
So Tyrone texted in first thing this morning, said he's been doing those things, and he's wondering if anyone has got any experience with hypnotism. Does it work, or is it a load of baloney?
Yes, and Chris from Traralgon joins us on the line now. What happened to you, Chris, when you got hypnotised?
So I was at a footy function, and there was a few of us boys up on stage. And I remember, you know, he did his thing, and I was sitting there, and I had my head down, like, eyes closed, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to spew. And then, he said, as soon as I click my fingers, you're going to be laughing uncontrollably. He clicked his fingers, and I just started spewing on stage. And I could not stop laughing.
A laugh spew. That is pretty raw. I mean, you're never, ever going to live that one down. Well, I suppose, I mean, if Tyrone's sleep eating, maybe every time he thinks about that, he'll vomit, therefore he won't do it. It might still work.
So I'd say that's a bad experience with hypnotism. Marcelo joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Doing pretty good. What's your experience with hypnotism?
Well, this one time I was on a cruise ship once, and I got up with my mum onto the stage, and the bloke actually made me belly dance in front of probably like 500 people.
Right. And what was your mum doing?
My mum, actually, he convinced my mum that she wasn't married anymore.
Oh, no. This guy sounds like a sly dude, doesn't he? But he does that on the cruise ship a few times. Oh, you're not married. Forget about your responsibilities.
We got a text here from Ben, nice and early. Liam text through, said, hey, Ben and Liam, just a preemptive text. I predict Liam's about to tell a shitty story that he should have held until Monday for Dudge Arns.
Ah, I was going to tell a story as well, and I feel like that's really cut me down.
I feel like
size
Ben has
before
figured,
I've even.
He's figured us out.
should I still tell it? What do you
I
reckon?
Think so, yeah.
Right, so get this. I was on a plane. Really hope I can prove you wrong here, Ben. Maybe not, though, but I was on a plane last night, right? And this is madness. We're about 3 minutes away from landing. Like, we could see the city as we were coming in. And this mad woman just got out of her seat and started going to the toilet.
What?
Like, the belt buckle sign is clearly on. Like, this is the worst possible time. Like, everyone knows you've got to sit down when you're landing. Like, even the staff were buckled in by this point.
Even the captain's sitting down.
The captain's got the buckle on just in case. You know, he's had 15 years of experience, but just in case. And she just thought, oh, yeah, I might just go to the toilet, just get a quick one in before we land. And then I could hear all the like airline staff going like, sit down, sit down, sit down. And then the lady proceeded to just pop a squat and just sit down on the floor. Like, obviously they mean go back to your seat. You know what I mean? How do you go with your chest, Ben?
My chest?
No, I know how you go with your chest. It's not very big. I'm talking about the game chess, the board game.
Oh, chests.
No, it's just chess. It's C-H-E-double-S.
You're dropping the T.
There's definitely no T.
Is on chests.
No, it's just chess. Okay. Believe me, it's chess. I know this because it is the morning of all mornings for people who are a fan of the sport because Magnus Carlsen from Norway is going head-to-head in a furious bout at the moment with Fabiano Caruana from the US. This is the World Championships. This is the height of heights for chess. And Fabiano, it's very exciting because he could be the first US champion since Bobby Fischer in 1972. I feel like Bobby Fischer, always four moves ahead of. Immortalized, of course, in the Hilltop Hood song, Cosby yes. Sweater, always four moves ahead of. So get this right. The winner takes out $1.5 million
for playing chess.
In prize money, as well as a share of the digital pay-per-view profits. So it's very exciting. It's actually happening in London as we speak. So you can live stream it. Let's just cross.
No one's watching that.
Let's just cross to it now, see what's happening. Wow. Real intense game at the moment. It looks like Carlsen from Norway is getting one over Caruana. So anything could happen in the next 3 hours here. Make sure you get to that online subscription now and make sure you're watching it because you will not get another game like this until the next World Championship next year. Yesterday, we were speaking to Alice Matthews, who was filling in for Brooke Boney while she was away, and she was telling us about how her boyfriend, her parents had sold his Lego like 5 or 6 years ago, all his childhood Lego, and like Dog the Bounty Hunter, she managed to hunt it down and give it back to him for his birthday over the weekend, which is such a lovely thing to do. And we had a message from a guy called Ryan, who joins us now. You were a bit triggered, mate. You also lost your Lego momentarily.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend had some Lego of mine.
Right.
And then what happened?
I basically wanted it back and asked Mum to go get it for me.
Right. You sent Mum in.
Is that your go-to? Like if there's a thing that you don't want to do, you get your mum to go in there and fight that battle?
Not usually, but that was the easiest way to do it, I think. Yeah.
And how did Mum receive that? Was she up for it or was she a bit hesitant?
Well, she didn't know that she had the Lego and it was about $2,000 worth, so she was pretty quick to jump onto it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it was like a military-grade extraction from your mum. She might have come in a chopper with a zip line. What kind of Lego are we talking here? Like, what did you have battleships? Did you Star Wars Lego? What are we talking?
There was just a bit of everything. There was four kids of us and it's been basically there for about 15 to 20 years. So.
And I'm thinking of it now. Why did your ex-girlfriend take the Lego or the Lego?
She wanted to borrow it for her niece and nephew.
Nah.
And then never returned it?
Yeah.
No, we're not
having
that.
Nah.
I mean,
send Mum in.
Send Mum in to fight that battle. For sure. Beck joins us now. Your mum fought one of your battles for you as well, Beck.
Yeah, she did.
What was the battle?
I went for a job interview as a flight attendant and they sent me a letter saying you didn't get the job, unfortunately. And my mum rang them and said, oh, look, I think you sent the wrong letter to my daughter. and they said, oh, okay. Gave me a call and said, you've got the job.
What a battle won it.
Yeah, ended up getting the job for years. So, yeah, mum did well that time.
Very good, mum.
What would have happened there as well. Beck's mum would have gone, I think you sent her the wrong letter, and they'd go, oh, no, we definitely, she unfortunately didn't get the job. No, I think you may have sent the wrong letter. I don't think you understood where I'm coming from. They're going, shit, we got a battle horn on line 6. Give her the job. Give her the job. This is is your very first time coming across Triple J Breakfast, then you wouldn't know that we like to reward the best caller of the week with a meat tray. It's a huge honour. The winner this week is Michelle from the Central Coast. At a ripe 73 years young, Michelle answered our burning question the other day of, do old people find other old people hot? This was her answer.
No, I find younger people hot.
Congratulations, Michelle. You've scored yourself the meat tray.
Oh, thank you, guys. That's absolutely fabulous.
No worries at all. Are you a fan of the barbecue?
Definitely. Who isn't? I'm Australian.
Any particular meat that you want us to put in this meat tray, Michelle?
You could put in... I'm thinking Tim Cahill.
Hang on. You'd like former Socceroo Tim Cahill in the Friday meat tray.
Definitely.
Is he one of the young people that you find hot?
Yeah, I've got a list of five here. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, right. Do you always carry this list with you?
Hit us, Michelle. What's on that list?
Richard Roxburgh. I mean, he's not that young, but he's certainly a lot younger than me.
Above our head,
Yeah, Tim Cahill, of course. Mm-hmm. James Tao from ComSec, and you guys.
Oh! Hooly-dooly, Michelle.
And Michelle, you are proving this morning, once again, why you deserve the Friday.
Getting a little hot under the collar here.
Did you want us to fire it to where you are now? Are you ready to catch it?
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to send it by that. You just had to watch out for the pelicans. They tend to grab things out of the air. But, yeah, apart from the pelicans, that'd be great.
Well, if you've got a good vertical leap like Tim Cahill on you, you should be able to get over those pelicans. We've just loaded up the meat cannon. We'll shoot it to the Central Coast.
Here we go, Michelle.
Thanks, mate. Oh, it made it.
Yes. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Oh, good on you, Michelle.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.